At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Spiegel and Holmes.
Craig Counsell.
When I'm on Sports Talk Radio, I learned that just keep talking, and that's helpful, right?
Could you expound on that?
No, I think that says it all.
Okay, good.
I'm going to go the anti-talk radio stance here.
Afternoons on the Score.
Right. Bounce toward first. This is going to do it. Cubs sweep the doubleheader. Routine play, unassisted for Bush at first. And the Cubs knock off Milwaukee twice in one day here at Wrigley Field.
Who let the brooms out?
Tonight, the Cubs and the Brewers series continues from Wrigley Field. Pre-game coverage begins at 6:30. First pitch is at 7:05 on the Score. And the Southwest Airlines Cubs Radio Network.
Damn! Feel the tension on the pause from Lawrence Holmes. I enjoyed that doubleheader sweep tremendously.
As you should have.
They played well, Lawrence. Like, they pitched well. There were fundamental things that went on.
Good base running choices.
Owen
Casey not like just going 100 miles an hour around third base.
Big Red hauling ass from first base the whole way, picking up his coaches, doing his thing, and just hustling like that. The way that Matt Shaw runs when he's going full out, I feel like I could do 10 minutes on the way that Matt Shaw runs. Like, limbs flying in all directions. He's using 100% of all of the muscles and momentum available to that man. It is frantic. And he got it done a couple of times with the triple. And you know, I love when a team plays clean, man. When a team plays well, because the Brewers have been playing better. They've been the button-up team. They've been playing cleaner, and the Cubs have to play clean if you're going to beat the Brewers. And then this play. Can we just talk about Willie Castro for a minute? I mean, the three-run homer yesterday in the afternoon, but then this dude as a defensive replacement at right field makes this play for an inning-ending double play.
1-1 pitch. Fly ball, shallow right. Castro is there, coming in. He's going to make the catch. Turang is going to try to score. The throw to the plate. He's going to be out. What a throw. Willie Castro with a strike. Turang tried to score. Castro from right field threw it all the way on the fly. And he could not have made a better throw than he just did. Woo. What a strike.
Right on the money for the out.
Lawrence, you know baseball. You saw what he did as he got underneath that ball, didn't you?
Yep. Brought all his way forward, set himself up to make a good throw. It's beautiful.
How many times have we watched dudes not do that in this town. You know, I remember picking apart when Luis Robert didn't do that and talking for a while about how the White Sox obviously didn't teach him how to do that. I have so much respect for Willie Castro as a player. I was so excited when they traded for him. When he was 24 with the Tigers in 2021, A.J. Hinch said, "We need you to play in the outfield." And he said, "Okay." He had not played a game in the outfield since he was 12 years old. And at 24, just a few springs ago, he started playing the outfield. He said, "I'm here to play any position they put me at. I'm here to play anywhere." And now he is a super utility guy who's really good everywhere he plays. And that fundamentally was just exquisite.
The fact that you can play him in a bunch of different spots, and this is a team right now that needs to get a bunch of different guys off their feet for a little bit, a game here, a couple games here, it's a very valuable thing to have. I'm glad that he got the home run, too, because what's been missing has been a little bit of offense from him.
Yeah, for sure. And you saw how excited he was after the home run, pumping the fist like crazy. I mean, that dude can play. So that was good to see. And just to come up with a sweep when Kyle Tucker stayed on the bench, man. They pinch hit Justin Turner for Owen Casey. They put Castro in as a defensive replacement. The Kyle Tucker in sneakers for the full day.
Isn't that what you want?
I think so.
I think that's where Craig is managing. Like, this guy is lost. And I don't know if just a day will fix it. I don't know if it's his shin. I don't know if it's his finger. I don't know if he's just lost and he's physically fine. But mentally, he's messed up.
Yeah, he's clearly messed up, man. And Craig's talked about it now a couple of times. And we played the long form of Kyle yesterday late in the show or late in the time slot after the Cubs had the afternoon game. But, yeah, I mean, you could hear that dude say he doesn't have any answers and then say it doesn't matter what I think, doesn't matter how I feel. And it's like, whew, the man's in trouble. So hopefully, a rest and a few days off will help him rejuvenate. And good for Owen Casey to make the most of the opportunity.
Owen Casey, he's just been fun like the last 2 days. Like, just watching him play and have fun and have a good time. And now he's building the relationship. We saw earlier in the season, PCA building his relationship with his people out in center. And yesterday you saw Owen Casey start to build that relationship with the folks in right field. I love that the home run ball bounced back. So there's no problems now. You know, you get your first home run ball that bounced back onto the field, and now you're going to have it. So now you have a collection of first hit, first RBI, first home run.
Uh-huh.
If you're Owen Casey.
It's pretty sweet.
It's a hell of a homestand.
I loved Big Red. As a gum, I was a guy. Other people be having Juicy Fruit or
Wrigley Doubleman. No, he's talking
Wrigley
about
Doubleman.
The Saturday Night Live bit, Big Red.
Oh, I thought it was the gum.
And then it just... No, it's a whole bit.
Yeah, like, he's big, 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 and he's red, red, red.
Oh, no, I don't remember that.
He's Big Red.
I don't got that. I am working on a list of redheads who rake.
Rusty Staub?
Well, yeah, Le Grand Orange. Because Pat Murphy was talking about redheads when he was talking about Casey.
Does Matt Stairs qualify?
That's a good question.
Would he qualify as a redhead?
I don't know. But like, I mean, Mark McGwire.
For sure.
10th on the all-time home run list.
6'12". And he's a redhead, isn't he? Is he a redhead?
Yeah.
There's not too many redheads in the big leagues that can't hit. You check it out. They don't bring redheads up here if they can't hit, so... The redhead can hit.
That dude, man.
Feels a little bigoted, but okay.
He said to check it out, so I'm checking it out. You know, Boog Powell was a redhead and a damn good hitter for a while.
And Boog Shambi has made his way to the majors.
That's right. I mean, Rusty Greer and Dan Gladden, you know?
Sure.
Some more redheads. There you go.
Big Red.
Uh-huh. Red Shane Deanst. Pretty sure he had red hair. It might have just called him Red for no reason. I don't know.
Communist. That's what they did back then.
Yeah,
and now.
This guy Lenin. This guy Lenin here and Stalin. Was it Jimmy Stalin?
No, he's got 18 home runs for the White Sox. Lenin Sosa.
Dude, he's having a year.
He had a really good year.
Yeah.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Donor-advised funds from DAF Giving 360. Your clients can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or appreciated assets like real estate. It's a simple, tax-smart way to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org/advisors.